You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Are you stressed out? Most people today are going through so much stress in their life, and sometimes they don't even know what it is, but it's this pressure and this tension and this headaches, and they're having their bodies doing strange things, and so much unspoken pressures on their life, and the relationships are crashing. Different things are going on. Well, we're going to talk about all that. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
We are talking about
stress. Are you stressed?
No, not stressed at all. But there's a way to manage it. We'll talk about the hopeful things, but we want to break it down and kind of just break it down just a little bit. This is so important. If you or your loved ones or your employees, you've been suffering through a time of stress, you're seeing it, this program is for you because you need to really get educated on it. It's not enough to keep pushing folks if they're stressing and because they're going to crash. It's not going to be good for
them. They're going to break, right?
You got to be able to manage that, and there's a way to be able to do that. Let's just first educate ourselves a little bit about stress, John.
Yes, this is WebMD. They did a fantastic series about stress and all the symptoms. We're going to break some of this down for you. But they're reporting, Greg, that right now, almost 50% of Americans are experiencing moderate stress.
Right.
That's a big deal. They said that.
That's 150 million, over 150 million folks.
Okay. That's a big deal. They said that, most people will deal with stress at some point in their life. Mm-hmm. Maybe, it's your job or a family, an illness or money troubles. But there's some common triggers that happen
in people's lives. Things that trigger stressing.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. But not all stress is bad because, there's a good part of stress. That fight or flight syndrome, because heart starts pumping, your blood starts going, you get this boost of energy. You may need it to run.
Run
if someone's attacking
life,
you, for your life. You need that boost.
Or to do a business deal. I mean, you need to be
energized,
focused. Or maybe you're, Drew Brees in the NFL. Yeah. You're about to score, even though the call was against. Okay, we're going to talk about that stressful part.
Yeah. But, you're a business owner. You're working at your job. This is something that everyone is dealing with today. Mm-hmm. And if you are not dealing with it directly, your employees are dealing with this. And so we want to really talk about this, unpack this, get this out in the open, because we're going to talk about ways you can manage, ways you can cope, and ways you can release the stress, because people are, it's like a time bomb.
Well, you say 50%, that's what you would think. If there's 10 of you there, 5 of you are under stress, right?
Yeah.
The stats, 50%.
Yeah.
So if there's 2 of you, 1 of you, potentially based on that, is experiencing stress.
That's right.
The reality is we're all living in stress.
Yeah.
How are we handling it?
Yeah. And the thing is that there's good stress, but then there's bad stress. The bad stress is when you're in a long period of time. They call it chronic stress, when you're in that state for a long, longer periods of time.
That's what chronic would be,
Because, you need that boost of energy for a short amount of time, but you can't be in that
state.
You can't live
in that.
It's unreal.
It's unreal.
Yeah, not good.
And it can make you more unaware or not aware of things around you. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, start shutting down?
Absolutely. And here's the deal. They talk about what causes stress. Mm-hmm. Well, stress is different for everyone, and that's an important point. You and I were talking about that in the break, that, a child could be stressed over something that you think is minor, but it's big to them.
Popularity at school.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's bullying them. They didn't get the grade that they wanted.
Absolutely.
All kinds of
anything.
But stress to them, it's legitimate, and they're going through that level of stress.
And so many people discredit that because it's not experiencing the stress on their level. They write them off until that person has a breakdown or does something really bad, and we wish we would pay more attention to that.
Even if people are not wise and they're doing something that's really silly, if you would say, and it's creating stress in their life, understand it's still creating stress in their life. If we care about them, we're going to help them through that process, and maybe it's give them wisdom and education that it's not the end of the world, and get
You can make it.
Get a future, a vision. This is one thing it helps you through things is to know that you're going somewhere, that you got a plan, and there's a vision in your life that you won't be perishing in this present storm that's in your life.
I know one person was going through some stuff, and I remember sharing with him this one phrase that he reminds me all the time. He said, "This too shall pass." It's not forever. You're going to go through this thing. Just don't give up,
Right.
But they say, how does this affect the body? Mm-hmm. Well, your heart beats faster. You may start breathing rapidly. You start sweating and tensing up.
Your focus.
Oh, yeah. You can feel all this tension in your shoulders and your body, and your muscles are aching. It's not a good feeling, It's that fight or flight thing that's happening.
Some people, to solve that, some people start eating food to try to calm it down.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like somebody says, you know, you're just feeding your emotions. I remember standing in front of the pantry many times, like, I know I'm feeding my emotions. I'm fixing to do it right now. Because eating,
give me that ice
cream now.
We're
not doctors here, so we're talking about things we're not doctors
about. That's important.
About.
Yes, we're not doctors.
But literally, you can actually medicate yourself and cause your brain to produce something that temporarily gets you through a time but doesn't really, so it creates even more stress.
Well, you're masking.
Yeah, masking.
That you're masking. Yeah. You're not dealing with it. You're covering it. And you're creating another problem somewhere else.
Put the ice cream down, John.
Oh, my goodness.
Put the
I
ice
know,
cream
it
down.
It helps so much.
Step away. Put your hands on the refrigerator. Put up the...
Yeah. Put it away.
Put it away.
Put that butter pecan, you know. Yeah. But the things that you're experiencing, I mean, like we talked about earlier, someone could be experiencing bullying. Bullying's not just in school. It could be bullying at work. I mean, this happens. This is a real deal.
It could be the local news media bullying your entire people group in your community.
Well, get this. People wake up in the morning. They turn on the radio. They head to work. They hear maybe AM radio or something, just the sky's
AM
falling,
radio.
You know, and it's just really bad. And they're going to work that
Sad
way.
Sad to say, now it's FM,
yeah,
AM,
it's all of
streaming,
it. Yeah.
Broadcast. It used to be just
podcast, anything.
Yeah, anything.
But whatever you tune into, you're going to work stressed already. You get to your job, and if you have to produce, and which most people do, that's why you're there, you can be under certain levels of stress. Then you race home, listen to the same podcast, the same station.
Right. Hang around friends that repeat the very same thing that you just watched. It's like,
you didn't hear about that nightmare? Let me tell you all about it, you know?
Right. I intentionally did not hear about that. Yeah.
And they'll inform you of every bad thing that's happening, you know? And then you come home and you sit in front of the TV or your iPad and you watch the same news that's telling you again why everything's falling apart.
And what's so important is you have to produce in your life.
Yeah.
And this is causing you to spin your wheels and to turn inward and lose your focus. And we're talking about this because, you know, we're held accountable for our life. God gives us talents. Jesus says, you know, there's this king, his owner, property owner, he gives talents out to each one. He says, the kingdom of God is like this. One's given this talent, one's given that talent, one's given this talent. And basically, that they're going to have to answer to God how they invested those talents. And it's like, that's what we talk about in my book, I Will Fight. 10 strategies for success is that we are going to be held accountable. So what the enemy does, it gets us all stirred up and looking inward. You know, one particular man says becoming a navel gazer. They're just looking down at themselves and realizing, you know, you're losing time. Stress will steal your time, steal your future, steal your marriage, steal your relationship. It'll steal your peace. It'll steal your peace. It'll steal your time with God because God, Jesus, is our peace.
Come on.
You know? And we'll be talking as we're talking about stress here. We're about to go to break. We're going to come back and break it down a little bit more. But understand that Jesus says, peace I leave with you. Peace I give you. And understand that he is our peace. So in the midst of the storms of life, if we're focused on him, and what he said in John chapter 15, he says, apart from abiding in me, you can do nothing. Why include you cannot have peace? And a lot of people want to abide with God. They want to abide with him. They want to spend some time with him. You know, when you hang out with the creator of the universe, you know, everything was created by him and through him and for him, Jesus. When you think about it, when you hang out with the creator, right, what's going to happen? He's going to impart to you wisdom and knowledge and insight. He's going to help you prioritize what you're thinking about. Like, this is more important than that. Well, we have a simple abiding plan for you. Listen, all around the world, people have signed up from countries all around America or all around the countries of Africa and Australia and Russia and the Middle East and just it was all over. I can't even name all the countries. We're so grateful that you guys are watching. But there's many more people that can sign up and get your free abiding plan. It's at iabide.org. iabide.org. You request your simple abiding plan to get sent to you right away. This is so important. Take a moment. The best thing you can do, better than taking food, taking pills, taking the wrong advice, is to take Jesus, you know, and spend some time with him. And abiding has some simple principles. And this is how we're able to do what we're doing. Apart from abiding in him, we could not be doing all this.
No doubt.
And often it's, we get ourselves back in that abiding time. We are talking specifically about stress, how to handle it, how to pay attention to those around you. The biggest way that you can bless somebody is helping them in a stressful time in their life. John,
talk about
this. Yes, and
to help to identify. Yeah. Listen, these are things that people are going through. We talked about, you know, students being bullied at school. People are being bullied at work. They're being bullied in life. People are working too hard. Another thing that causes stress is someone who lost their job, or maybe they're going through marriage difficulties, maybe a recent death in the family, of course.
Well, they compare divorce to death in the family, the amount of level of stress that you go through. Yeah, it's death, but they literally, chemically-wise in your body, it's like going through death in the family.
Yeah. financial problems. So you can imagine, you know, we're working with human beings. We're not working with robots. Not yet, of course, but we're getting there.
They're intermingled in there.
They're mixed in there. But as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as people that, you know, your fellow colleagues, we're working with people.
Human beings.
Any one of these things can trigger off stress. Imagine experiencing more than two or three or four at one time.
Well, due dates can create stress.
So, you know, So we've got to take all that stuff into consideration when we're dealing with folks, you know, because at the end of the day, people are our greatest assets. And if we're not helping them and having any kind of social awareness, we may be running them to a place that they don't need to be.
Yeah, and children, having children can be stressful. And I think about this, that the relationships are helpful, they're encouraging, they're just the meaning of life with Christ in the middle of it. But when you start stressing, the last thing you're focusing on is a relationship. And so marriages begin to fall apart, families begin to fall apart, you know, workplace begins to fall apart, churches begin to fall apart because they're not addressing the human aspect of who
we
are, right?
Yeah, big deal. We're going to go to some slideshow to share with you some statistics here about 5216.
From WebMD.
Yes, 43% of all adults suffer adverse health effects from stress. Think about that. 43%, one out of four people, adults, suffer adverse health effects from stress.
So 43%.
They don't know why they're getting sick.
Right.
Stress.
If we knew that that was going to cause us to have literally cancer or cause us to have a digestive issue or cause us to have you know, physical ailments in our body. And I forget the name. I wish I knew it. I was trying to talk to Donna about it yesterday. But what's that called? The agitation in your body? Inflammation.
Mm.
It's inflammation, Donna. That inflammation is what it causes. Stress causes inflammation. Inflammation causes sickness, and you can't heal. Some of you know, it's reported that way. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But you can take things to stop inflammation, but peace is the best way to stop
it. Yes, it is. Here's the next one for you. 75% to 90% of all doctor's visits are stress-related.
Go back. What?
This is WebMD here, okay?
Well, go ahead.
75 to 90% of all doctor's visits are stress-related ailments and complaints.
Because we don't say it's stress-related. We just go like, I'm having indigestion problems. You know, I'm having these pain in my back. Or I'm having these migraine headaches. Yeah. But they tie into stress.
Well, part of the reason we're doing this program is to help educate ourselves, help educate you, to know that some of the things that you're experiencing, you had no idea is because of stress.
You know, one way you can really change your work environment is to return to being a relational people.
Yes.
Because people are naturally relational. And that if you go to our bad part of our nature is where people just become tasks and they just do their thing and they don't communicate, they don't talk. It may work for a while, but eventually it's just going to deteriorate your entire office or your business. And what you do, a lot of these I think about Simon Sinek and different ones that have been out. They're really just saying, go back to family. Go back to being real. Care about the people you're working with. And you can change your environment. You might be able to produce as many widgets, but guess what? You still will be producing widgets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It can end for your company if, in fact, you don't think about this aspect of it.
Toxic environments. Just like your body can be toxic, your work environment can be toxic. Get the pollutants out and get peace. Here's another one. Stress can play a part in problems such as headaches, high blood pressure, heart problems, diabetes, skin conditions, asthma, arthritis, depression, and anxiety. All these different little things.
My goodness.
Yeah, my goodness.
That's everything.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Right, but it's like, who would have thought that a skin condition could have been a result of stress?
Right.
It happens. They say eczema, psoriasis, all
If you scratch things. Every time somebody comes, right? Like, you're calling me, causing me stress, right? So, how are you doing? I'm doing good. I'm doing great.
I think this is a clue.
Yeah,
right?
I think this is not going too good. I think about, you know, in regards to this, that you know, really understanding how important it is to, really, when you think about it, Jesus told us to fear not.
Yeah.
And everything that's causing the fear, that's what that really is, the fear and anxiety, is things to prevent you from believing Jesus, believing God, to be able to have that peace. So you're going to need to you can't tap into peace if you don't tap into peace himself.
Yeah.
Or you're going to find it through medication, these different things. And so, you know, understanding that it's the adversary's plan to be able to divert you from God.
Yeah.
Because life's going to end. And if we don't deal with stress, it's going to end sooner for you than it would someone else.
Jesus said, in this life, you will have struggles.
You
but cheer up.
I've overcome this life.
I've overcome the world.
But you think about it, but you will see him sooner if
you
don't
deal
with it. And so we all going to appear before the Lord and answer for our life and all of our words, all this kind of thing. And, you know, with that, you know, we're going to say, you know, I'm here 40 years too early because I didn't listen to that wisdom that John and Greg were sharing on VFN TV, the wisdom that, you know, WebMD has. It's so important.
Absolutely.
That's why it's important to be a part of the VFN KB community.
Yeah.
If you haven't yet gone and joined the VFN KB community, you need to get connected. We're pouring our lives out, and other members of the community are connecting as well. And being around like-minded people who care about you, not just your business. And we believe a better you will produce a better leader, a better business, a better ministry. And that's one thing we do in there is just focus on you and being, you know, better at what you're doing. You go to VFN community, VFNKBcommunity.com, and you can join for free today. We get connected in the community.
Yes, and listen, take this time to comment below.
Yeah.
Have you been experiencing these stressful moments? What have you been doing to release this stress? What are some tips and strategies? We're going to be sharing some more in this program, but we know that you're experiencing it. Maybe you can relate and share what you found out to help get this stuff off of you, because it's so important.
Stress hacks.
Here's one more. Stress hacks. I like that. The hashtag stress hacks. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration. You've heard of them.
OSHA.
Yes, everybody's heard of them. They declared stress a hazard of the workplace, and stress can cost American industry. Listen to this, Greg. More than $300 billion annually.
Woo, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, wow. $300 billion.
Right.
So
it actually is profitable for your business to listen to this wisdom and apply it in your company.
No doubt.
You think about turnover would be less, you know, your productivity would be higher. And if your people want to work together, if stress is dividing you, so if you deal with that, you'll be united and be functioning as one. So it's profitable.
Yeah.
It's literally financially profitable. You think about it. You're having a stressful day. You're tense, and you know your focus. You're losing your focus. You can't focus on anything. You're jumping from emails to this, to that, the other, this project, that project, and you're not getting anything done. And you think about this. You're getting worn out. You're tired because you're so stressed out. You're burning more energy than you should, and you're starting to crash around 2 or 3 o'clock. And what do? You run to the coffee pot and say, "I need to get some caffeine and some coffee to surge my stress."
Yeah.
And literally, when you drink caffeine, you're going to raise your cortisol stress hormone. You're going to raise that up. So you're literally increasing cortisol in your body. I love coffee, but if you're going to have in your high cortisol levels and stress levels in your body, when you think about that and it's causing you pain and you're miserable, and then you go and take something that's going to increase all that pain and all that, you start thinking about, okay, I got to work my way off of this 3 o'clock coffee because it's just going to just shove me to the end of my day, but it's going to be more destructive. And what happens too is that since you're getting synergy focused, you're not paying attention to people, you're stressing out, now you have more energy without any control, and now you're treating clients bad, customers bad, relationships bad. And was it worth that burst of energy without having that control that you needed in your life?
It crashes you anyway.
Yeah, it does.
Dr. Colbert says that the second cup of coffee increases cortisol, which is your stress hormone, by 30%.
What? Say it again?
Dr. Colbert says that the second cup of coffee increases the cortisol level in your body, which is a stress hormone, by 30%.
So if you're stressed out, now you're burnt out, you're tired, so you go get some coffee because you're stressed out, and you're burnt out because you were stressed out, and then it's going to raise what caused you to be burnt out and stressed out
30%? 30%.
Decaf. That's a down roast. I would encourage you.
We do what we have to do.
Yeah, whatever you got to do to be productive. And you know, if you need to know whether you need to have more caffeine or not, ask the people around you.
No doubt.
They can let you know whether you need to cut back a little bit on caffeine.
No doubt. Yeah. At 5218, this is what a WebMD says. It said the lifetime prevalence of an emotional disorder is more than 50%. Often due to chronic and untreated stress reactions. Think about that.
Lifetime.
Wow. So what we're trying to get to, and I think what we're learning here out loud, is that this stuff is important. And so we got to be able to learn and recognize when we're under stress, what are the effects, what are the symptoms, and to know that we can get relief. God did not create us to be under this chronic stress. He's the Prince of Peace. And we need to come to him.
So I want to encourage you, join us in our next program, because we're going to talk more about this. And one of the things we're going to talk about is the fact that unresolved issues in your marriage, unresolved issues in your family, unresolved issues in the workplace, that no matter what you do, there's tension being created and stress. And until you resolve that, things are going to be kind of done the wrong way. So we want to talk about in our next program. We have some very specific things of what happens to the body under stress. And it's just so important. I want to pray with you right now. Make sure you join us in our next program. Comment below. What's happening to you? How are you handling stress? Make sure you join the VFNKB community. Go to VFNKBcommunity.com and follow our podcast. Wherever you get podcasts, we're out there all over the place as well. Listen, if you've been under that stress, you want to pay attention to this program, our next program, and potentially our other one, but you want to join the VFNKB community. You need to be around people that care about you. Not just that you can make so many widgets or you can make $1 million, because at the end of your life, so many people do this. They spend their health to get their wealth, and once they have no more health, they spend their wealth to get their health back. Mm. And it's like it's insanity. God didn't mean that for you. God meant for you to be successful and prosperous in the context of maintaining your peace, maintaining your life, and still being fruitful in your life. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. God, I speak peace over them, Lord. I encourage them, Lord, to begin to abide with you, to go to iabide.org and get their abiding plan, begin to have that peace with you, Father God. And I just pray right now, Father God, that you would end abortion, Lord, that's causing stress in our environment, that you would bring revival, bring a third grade awakening to us, God. We ask in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just want to pray a blessing over each of our audience. And remember this. How easy is it? It's very easy. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.